This is round 13 of the 2005 NAQT National High School Championship Tournament. This is round 3 of the playoffs. This match features Brookwood High School from Snellville, Georgia versus Shadyside Academy from Pennsylvania. If the teams are set, clock set for a 9-minute half. Here goes our first toss-up. Its namesake fell unconscious and drowned after he was called to remeasure this mountain's height due to a controversy sparked by a former student who had become the namesake of a nearby peak, Thomas Klingman. At 6,684 feet is the apex of the Appalachians Black... this is Brookwood?
Mount Mitchell.
That's correct, for 10. And your bonus. This man gained over $700 million on a single January 2005 transaction as a consumer product company paid a premium to purchase the shares of a subsidiary of the holding company he runs. For 10 points per answer first, name this leader of the Berkshire Hathaway Group.
Buffett.
Warren Buffett, yes. Name both the Massachusetts grooming products company he sold in the deal and the buyer, an Ohio company that now has over 300 consumer brands.
It's Procter & Gamble.
Answer, please.
Johnson,
Procter & Gamble.
Gillette was the seller. Got Procter & Gamble, 20 on the bonus. Toss up two. In 1885, its namesake, a 60-year-old Swiss mathematician, published the first of two papers about it. To find its values, take 1/4, subtract 1 over the square of the quantum number of the original electron orbit, then multiply by the speed of light and the Rydberg constant. For 10 points, name this series of spectral line frequencies. This is Brookwood.
Fraunhofer.
I'll complete. Formed by excited electrons dropping into the N equals 2 state. This is Shadyside.
Emission spectrum.
It's a Balmer series. Toss up three. The name's the same. One, a son of King Helen, was the father of Sisyphus. The other lived on a floating island, was married to Eos, and once gave Odysseus a gift in a bag, which Odysseus's men opened. Brookwood?
Aeolus.
Aeolus is correct. God of the winds. Bonus. Joseph Jenkins Roberts, an African-American from Virginia, was elected its first president in 1848. For 10 points each, first, name this country.
Liberia.
Correct. The member of the Kron tribe, the first leader of Liberia not descended from freed American slaves, was overthrown and executed in 1990.
No answer.
Samuel Doe. One president of Liberia, who resigned in 2003 and now lives in exile in Nigeria, has been indicted by the UN for war crimes.
Taylor.
Charles Taylor, 20 on the bonus. Toss up four. It included France, the United Kingdom, and the United States, but also, and more appropriately, Pakistan, the Philippines, Thailand, Australia, and New Zealand. This is Shadyside.
CETO.
CETO is correct. Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. For 10 points each, name these great athletes from the first half of the 20th century. She won gold at the 1932 Olympics in the javelin and hurdles, was an All-American in basketball, and won many golf tournaments in the 40s and 50s.
Female golfers.
No response.
Babe Dietrich Zaharias. In 1926, she became the first woman to swim the English Channel. Her attempt broke the men's record. Answer, please.
Channing.
Gertrude Ederle. This Norwegian figure skater won 10 straight world titles from 1927 to 36 and 3 Olympic golds. Sonia Henney, no points. Toss up five. Carl Ferdinand Braun improved on this device by making its anode a ring and by coating its glass wall with fluorescent material. J.J. Thompson and William Rentgen used early forms of this. Brookwood?
Cathode ray tube.
That's correct for 15. Bonus. In the Old Testament, Elijah ascended to heaven in a fiery chariot. For 10 points each first, who succeeded Elijah in his prophetic mission?
Elisha.
Yes. What man known for his chariot driving abilities did Elisha anoint as king of Israel and assist with the rebellion?
Simon.
Simon.
Jehu. Jehu's rebellion was sparked partly by what? Because what Phoenician queen was introduced the worship of Baal into Israel?
Sheba, maybe? I don't know.
Sheba.
Jezebel, 10 on the bonus. Toss up. When this man was 13, he gave his parents an essay on German history for Christmas. 13 years later, he earned his doctorate with a dissertation on the history of medieval business organizations. His Freiburg address called for a new German liberal imperialism. For 10 points, name the sociologist, the author of The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. Brookwood.
Weber.
Max Weber. Their bonus. Their spindle-shaped cells lack cross striations. For 10 points each, first name the smooth type. I'm going to throw that question out, go to the next one. For 10 points each, what U.S. state shares its name with a 1943 musical about cowboy Curly and farm girl Laurie that features a song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning? This is a bonus.
Oh, sorry. Oklahoma.
Correct. Political parties active in Uruguay and Paraguay?
Montana.
Colorado. Those parties are named after the color red. Both a Bon Jovi album and Jeff Goldblum's role in The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. Answer.
Texas.
New Jersey. 10 on the bonus. Toss up. This man's son was recruited by Duke University's golf team. His ex-wife Donna is a local newscaster who later starred in a production of the Virginia Vagina Monologues. Close friend Judith Nathan accompanied him to his screenings for prostate cancer. This is Shady Side?
Giuliani.
Giuliani, yes. Bonus. He was killed fighting at Argos in 272 BC. For 10 points each, name this general whose victories at Esculum and Heraclea may not have been worth the cost.
Hannibal.
Pyrrhus. Pyrrhus was the ruler of this kingdom.
Lydia?
Defer to Andy.
Lydia?
Epirus. Pyrrhus's Pyrrhic victories were won in defense of the Tarentum against this world power.
Greece. Defer to Andy.
Greece?
Rome. No points. Next toss-up. The 1999 book Catastrophe by David Key suggests that bubonic plague and the rise of Islam were tied to the extremely low temperatures and crop failures of AD 535 to 536. He further claims that those climate changes stem from the eruption of, for 10 points, what volcano that erupted again in 1883? This is Brookwood?
Krakatoa.
Yes, it is. This unit is used to measure stress, Young's modulus, and tensile strength. For 10 points each, first, give this SI-derived unit. Answer.
Newton.
It's a Pascal. Express the Pascal in terms of the seven fundamental SI units.
Kilograms per meter squared?
No, kilograms per meter second squared. Within 10%, what is the difference in Pascals between the gauge pressure and total pressure inside of a bicycle tire at sea level? Enter, please.
Zero.
No, it's 101,000 pascals. Okay. Atmospheric pressure. That's no points. Next toss-up. Pencil and paper ready. To find the cube root of 389,017, it may help you to know that 7 cubed is 343, 8 cubed is 512, 10 cubed is 1,000, and the unit digit of a perfect cube is 7 only if the unit digit of its cube root is 3. Using that information or any other method, find for 10 points the cube root of 389,017. Brookwood.
783.
Nope. Shady Side?
293.
It's just 73. Next toss up. The only phrase not repeated is, the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord. Even the ending of that sentence, and of his Christ, is repeated, as are such phrases as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. For 10 points, name this chorus of praise from George Friedrich Handel's Messiah. Shady Side.
Hallelujah.
Yes. For your bonus, for 10 points each, who created these literary lawyers? Pudd'nhead Wilson.
Oh, that's Mark Twain.
Twain. Twain. Correct. Newland Archer.
Hammond.
Edith Wharton. Sidney Carton.
Any idea?
No.
Grisham.
That's Charles Dickens. No. 10 points. Toss-up. In 1815, this man had to surrender his ship President to the British West Indies Squadron. He had been promoted to captain during the First Barbary War when, while in command of the Enterprise, he captured an enemy vessel and used it to burn a taken American ship in Tripoli Harbor. For 10 points, name this officer killed in a duel who is remembered for his toast, Our Country, Right or Wrong. Brookwood.
Decatur.
Stephen Decatur, your bonus. An unpublished 1822 manifesto that bore the signature of the eldest brother noted the renunciation of a second brother's claim to the throne and announced the right of succession of the third brother. For 10 points each, name those three Romanov brothers. Answer, please, Captain.
Alexander I, Nicholas I, and Constantine.
That's 30 points. And at the half, the score is?
I have 150 to 40.
For Brookwood?
In Brookwood's favor.
The people keeping score out in the audience.
Simply a bad half.
150-40
150-40
It's not a big margin.
Always nice when that happens. If the teams are set, we can keep on going here. We don't take commercial breaks because we don't have any sponsors yet.
Give us time.
So, if we're set, we're ready to go. Next toss-up, here we go. Pomposity in this novel is provided by Mr. Hurst, whom we meet when his brother-in-law moves into Netherfield. Equally pompous is Mr. Collins, who settled Brookwood.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, that's 15. And your bonus, a pencil and paper ready. 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. Tell whether these functions are 1-to-1, onto, both, or neither. All are defined from the real line to the real line. First, y equals e to the x.
That's, yeah.
Answer.
Both.
It's 1-to-1. Y equals x squared plus 1.
What's on two again?
I don't think it's on two.
Answer, please.
On two?
It's neither. Y equals x cubed.
That's
1-to-1.
1-to-1, but...
Answer, please.
Both.
Correct. Y equals tangent of x.
That's...
It's 1-to-1.
Yeah. 1-to-1?
It's on two. Got 5. Toss up. In the 1920s, Alexander Operin and J.B.S. Haldane hinted that had as much of this gas had been present in Earth's prebiotic atmosphere as exists today, life might never have begun. This is Brookwood.
Oxygen.
Oh, that's 15 again. For 10 points each, name these natives of the Big Sky country of Montana. The first woman elected to Congress, she voted against U.S. entry into World Wars I and II.
Jeanette Rankin.
Rankin?
Yes. Known for his offbeat films like Eraserhead and Blue Velvet, he also created the television series Twin Peaks. Answer.
No answer.
David Lynch. This man broke his pelvis in 1975 while failing to completely clear 13 buses at Wembley Stadium in London.
Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel?
That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up next. This man was excommunicated by Pope Pius VI for advocating the nationalization of the church. He supported the coup that brought Napoleon to power, but helped lead the restoration of the Bourbons in 1814. For 10 points, name this longtime French foreign minister who wanted a Brookwood?
Talleyrand.
Talleyrand is correct. For 10 points each, answer these questions about the Canterbury Tales. How many total tales is each traveler to tell during the full length of the journey?
Four. Two on the way.
Four.
Correct, two each way. What will the character with the best story win?
A free meal at Tabard Inn.
A free meal.
Free dinner, yes. And the pilgrims are on their way to visit the grave of what 12th century martyr?
Thomas
A. Becket.
All 30 points. Next toss-up. Silent film actor Isaac Johns claims to have been the model for the front of it, though designer James Frazier says the inspiration was an Ogallala Sioux named Iron Tail. On the back was Black Diamond, a one-time resident of the Central Park Zoological Garden, later sold to a meatpacking company. Minted from 1913 to 1938, this, Brookwood.
Buffalo Head Nickel?
Yes. And your bonus. For 10 points each, using Vesper rules to predict the shape of these molecules or ions. Xenon tetrafluoride. Answer, please.
Bipyramidal.
It's square planar. Ammonium ion.
That should be tetrahedral.
Tetrahedral?
Correct. Nitrate ion. Answer, please.
Trigonal planar.
20 on the bonus. Toss up 16. A chair in a right room. A portrait of a woman combing her hair. A red Japanese maple. A walking millipede. A pony going into a barn. A box of severed fingers. And a ladder against a... Brookwood.
The ring.
15. Bam. Imagine that you're in Vienna, Austria. 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. Name the first country you would enter if you flew first due north.
Poland.
Poland.
Czech Republic. Due east.
Slovakia?
Correct. Due south. Answer, please.
Slovenia?
Hungary. Due west.
No, wait, would it be? Yeah, I think it's Germany.
I think it's Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Germany. 5 on a bonus. Toss up 17. While working as an apothecary's apprentice in the village of Grimstad, he wrote a play called Catiline based on the classical text he was studying to enter Christiana University. He is more famous for works about Dr. Stockman. Brookwood?
Ibsen.
Ibsen is right. Civil liberties have frequently been restricted during wartime. For 10 points each, first give the collective name for the four 1798 acts that restricted naturalization and criminalized false, scandalous, and malicious writing against the government.
Alien and Sedition Acts?
Correct. What 1919 Supreme Court case articulated the clear and present danger test in upholding the constitutionality of the World War I Sedition Act?
Shank v. U.S.
Yes. Shank v. U.S.?
Correct. On the eve of World War II, Congress passed this 1940 Act, also called the Alien Registration Act, making it a crime to advocate violent overthrow of the government.
Sedition Act?
I guess. Sure.
Sedition Act?
Smith Act, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 18. This man's parents hoped he might become abbot at Monte Cassino, but later kidnapped him and held him captive for a year. This is Brookwood?
Francis of Assisi.
Sorry, I'll complete. To prevent him from studying at Paris after he joined the Dominicans. He eventually did study under Albertus Magnus in Paris, where he became acquainted with the Aristotelian thought that he harmonized with Christianity. For 10 points, name this author of the Summa Theologica. Shady Side?
Aquinas.
Thomas Aquinas, your bonus. In 2005, National Geographic published an article about a recently discovered skeleton that belonged to an adult hominid about 3 feet tall. For 10 points each first, what token-esque name was given to the skeleton that appeared to represent a relative of modern humans?
Hobbit.
Hobbit man, yes. Give the scientific name of this new species of hominid, which apparently was alive less than 20,000 years ago, or the namesake Indonesian island on which Hobbit was found.
Oh, Melanesia?
Answer.
Defer to Andy.
Melanesia.
It's Flores. It was the island, or Homo floresiens. Homo floresiensis appears to have been derived from this earlier species of hominid discovered in Java in 1893.
Java man.
Defer to Andy.
Java man.
I need scientific name.
Oh, Australopithecus.
Defer to Andy.
Australopithecus.
Homo erectus. Oh. 10 on the bonus. Toss up. Pencil and paper ready. General Smith starts with an army of 100,000 men and will have to surrender when he has 50,000 or fewer men. Every battle that he fights costs him 15% of his remaining army, and he wants to know how many battles he will be able to fight before having to surrender. For 10 points, how many battles can General Smith fight before that 15% casualty rate reduces him to fewer than 50,000 soldiers? Should he side?
Three.
Sorry, I'm correct. Brookwood.
Four.
Five. Next toss-up. This man coached the Lakers from 1976 to 79, making the playoffs each year, before he became the team's general manager in 1982. Shady Side.
Jerry West.
15. Bonus for 10 points each. Given a character in Hamlet who dies poisoned, tell how the poison was administered. Pills, for example, or poison gas. Gertrude.
Wine. And she drank it and threw wine.
Yes. Laertes.
Ear poison. Poison through the ear.
No, a poison sword.
Sword.
Old King Hamlet.
That's poison through the ear.
That's poison through the ear. Sorry. For 20. Toss up 21. It was fought between 1980 and 1988 and originated in an attempt to seize the oil-rich region of Khuzestan and to control both banks of the Shat al-Arab River. Brookwood.
Iran-Iraq War.
Correct. For 10 points each, name these women from early American history. In 1587, she became the first person born in America to English parents, though she was born in North
Virginia
Carolina.
Virginia Dare.
Correct. In 1638, she was banished for heresy but led 60 followers to settle Portsmouth, Rhode Island.
Hutchinson.
Correct. In 1650, she became the first published author among American women with her poetry Bradstreet anthology, The Tenth Muse Lately, sprung up in America.
Bradstreet.
That's all 30. Toss up 22. Unlike his older brother, he decides he's going to stay right in the city and beat this racket. He is tall and powerfully made, and sexuality is like a... Brookwood.
Happy.
Happy Loman, yes, from Death of a Salesman. For 10 points each, name these arms of the Caribbean Sea. This gulf, surrounded mostly by its namesake country, is connected by a very small, narrow passage to oil-rich Lake Maracaibo.
Venezuela.
Correct. This breezy-sounding waterway separates Cuba and Haiti.
Windward Strait?
Windward Passage. This channel separates the western end of Cuba from a namesake Mexican peninsula.
Yucatan.
20 on the bonus.
Power, so I have 395 to 95.
Yes, it was power on the Happy Loman. Okay, 395 to 95 in favor of Brookwood. Thank you very much.